It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, the Lawrence County Industrial Development Council has some exciting news with regard to the potential economic future of the county with word of a economic opportunity zone. And we have a chance to talk about that and some other topics with Lawrence County Industrial Development Council Administrator Steve Groner. Steve, good to be with you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Exciting news, I guess, coming out of Springfield with this new economic opportunity zone announcement.
Actually, it comes out of Washington, D.C. and Springfield. It was started by the U.S. Congress, and then each governor had to act on it. And Lawrence County ended up through it all with getting a good portion of our county designated as an opportunity zone.
Where in the county is the zone located?
That is the tricky part. I actually had to pull out my county map. And the simplest way I can describe it is basically if you put your point at Sumner and then locate St. Francisville and kind of draw a diagonal, it's the bottom half of our county. Lawrenceville and Bridgeport, unfortunately, are not in it. It's the bottom portion of the county, but Sumner and St. Francisville communities are included in the Opportunity Zone.
How did they come up with that area of the county, I wonder?
It was, like many things with the government, it was complicated, and they basically worked off of census tracts. And so Lawrenceville is its own census tract. Bridgeport is part of a different one, and then the third, this entire large portion of our county, is the third census tract, and that's how it had to be defined. And what they really looked at when they were selecting, actually in Illinois, over approximately 300 zones were designated by the governor. They looked at levels of education, poverty levels, housing vacancies, the median income, and some employment data. So there was seven or eight things that went into their formula that the each governor had to use, and of course our Illinois governor had to use it too.
And you mentioned there are over 300 of these in Illinois?
Yes, approximately 80 or so are in Cook County, as we all would imagine, and the other 220 are scattered throughout the state.
What exactly is an economic opportunity zone?
Well, actually, when we first talked briefly on it, it was at the one of our county board meetings, and that's the question of the hour and will be the question of the year, I think. What an opportunity zone is it's a very defined geography that will enable people sitting on capital gains. So we're talking about big corporations and individuals that have had the good fortune of making profit. These zones are the one place that people can apply their capital gains, and they get very favorable tax treatment on them. And the speculation of the U.S. government is that there are literally trillions of dollars sitting in paper wealth that are not being put back into the market. And what Congress wanted to do was to draw all that money and have it go into areas that really could use it and could use the development.
So that means that a company, for instance, can be enticed into locating in these areas simply through the fact that they can increase their capital gains.
Yes, and one of the examples I'm trying to use, I'm going to use it till I think it'll work well, but my example would be is take a large corporation like ADM, who we all pretty well in Illinois recognize as a major player in soybeans and crops, and converting them into something useful. If ADM is sitting on a lot of capital gains and they need to build a soy crushing plant, for instance, Lawrence County's Opportunity Zone is a place where they can bring that money that's been sitting in their treasury unused. They can actually use that money to build the plant in Lawrence County. So that's what's really so exciting about it for me, is it actually is one of the ways a county like Lawrence can actually talk to and try and attract some large corporations, which is what we wanted to do years ago with bringing new jobs and things into an area. And then that all kind of fell by the wayside because everyone found out that's a very hard thing to do. But now, with the Opportunity Zone designation, you can attract large companies to invest in this area. It also, though, would be similar for, say, a local farming operation here. If they've had profits through the years and they're sitting on capital gains and are not able to use them because they would give up most of it in taxes, they can actually upgrade their and expand their operation as well. So it kind of covers everything from small to large, but I do think the intrigue for Lawrence County is that it's a way for us to actually talk to large corporations again about locating a potential facility here in Lawrence County.
So it kind of levels the playing field with regard to higher population areas and maybe lower population areas or areas that are not quite as well-to-do by allowing this sort of opportunity to be in that area.
Yes, I find it really intriguing that Sumner, with its touch point to U.S. Route 50 and Illinois Route 250, is, you know, it can help develop that corridor again. And then St. Francisville has really struggled with trying to attract investment and attention. And, you know, it's on the river. It's got some good things going for it. It's on Route 1. You know, I mean, I think our two communities that are involved will have some extra potential. And then we have all this wide open area for development. And instead of competing with 102 counties and, you know, thousands and thousands of acres, we're only competing with basically, 200 other zones that have wide open land to develop in a rural area.
Now, we're talking about corporate. Is there any individual, for instance, somebody has an individual business, can they qualify for this?
Absolutely. If I were fortunate enough to have a large amount of capital gains sitting in my investments, I can invest in an opportunity zone as well. So it can be an individual or it can be a large operation.
So where does a person go if they're interested to find out more information about this, if they so desire?
Well, the one thing I would say right now is the rules for the investors, the IRS, of course, will have a lot of say in it, and they are finishing up their guidelines that will be out before the end of 2018. So until then, I would really suggest by just calling me at the Lawrence County Development Council. My number is 618-943-5219. If you would just call and let me know you're interested, I'd be happy to put you on a mailing list as the additional information comes out from the IRS. Until then, I believe I'm probably the best contact. I've done enough hours of looking into this and understanding it that I know I can keep people apprised of where to get the information when it does come out.
So this has got to be an outstanding tool for the IDC to dangle out there before people, saying, hey, we've got an opportunity zone. In addition to what other things that you have that you use to entice, you can use this as well.
Absolutely. A lot of our good work has been done, of course, in Lawrenceville. And I would dearly love to find ways to work with other portions of the county as well, and this gives me that opportunity. So I'm real pleased with that. It really gives me something tangible to talk to various interested people about the rest of the county, while not losing any sight or interest in Lawrenceville.
So the oversight of this, you mentioned it's federal?
It will be, yes. The nice thing, though, for investors is that technically there's this thing that is being worked out. The investments have to go into what's called an opportunity zone fund. And the rules on that will be administered by the government. But basically, it's an additional form on your taxes, which we know tax forms are a little complicated already. But it doesn't mean that you have to go through a prior formal approval process with the government. Basically, it gives you the standards and you self-certify. You basically attest that you're running your investment for an opportunity zone, and the government will take your word for it if you keep good records.
So where this program has been announced, it hasn't been around very long. So where does it go from here?
Well, 2018 is really finalizing all the rules. We just received the designation from the Illinois governor about 2 months ago. And the IRS is working out their part of the deal now. And the speculation across the country is that 2019 will be when the investment funds are set up. And 2020 will be when the investments actually start occurring. And so while it sounds like that might be a long way off, it's not. We're just talking about months before actually large companies and large investors are starting to make some of their choices.
Yeah, so exactly. So a couple of years with regard to this, not a very long time.
No, and we have the Opportunity Zone designation for 10 years, and during that time, there will be no new zones added. So it's we know what the game is. You know, it's basically the players are defined right now, and we'll have 10 years to make something of this.
Where's the next closest zone to the Lawrence County Opportunity Zone?
That's a good question. I think you're only the second person that's asked me that. And I did look it up. There's a small area of Edwards County and a small area of Richland County that also has received designation. So I would say those are the next two closest to us.
So in your job as administrator of the IDC, this has got to be almost like Christmas coming a little bit early, isn't it?
It is. If you read the information from the Congress and the federal people that really got behind this, it was bipartisan, and everyone really can see that it's taking money that is sitting on financial books in the terms of billions and trillions, and pulling it back into use in needed markets. And once you really get that concept, it's pretty exciting as to what it is. It can be one of the largest investment tools and devices of the last decade, actually.
Well, again, if somebody is interested in this, hears this, give them your number and your address and how they can get more information.
Yeah, I think 618-943-5219 is our office number, and you can always leave a message for me there. My email is actually my first name, Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, R-G, like Richard George, at illinois.edu. And then our office, which is shared with the Farm Bureau, is 10722 Cherry Boulevard, and that's right off of Route 250. So as long as I know someone's interested in further information, I will make sure that that gets to them.
Steve, it sounds like some exciting economic times could be ahead in the future with regard to Lawrence County, and just another tool for us to try to increase the business community in the area.
Yes, it is. And actually, I'll just make a short footnote. I'm waiting, but I'd like to talk to you again in the coming few weeks, probably. There is a initiative that went past Springfield's legislature that's waiting for the governor's signature. So that one is meant to protect border counties like Lawrence County from business and commerce flowing across the bridge one way to the other side of the river. And I'm really excited about that one, too. But I think till the governor signs it, that we're a little premature. So I'm hopefully he's going to sign it. And it's definitely designed for areas like Lawrence where that darn bridge over the river can take commerce and money away from us if we're not aggressive.
Well, Steve, thanks for talking with us about this initiative, the Economic Opportunity Zone here in Lawrence County, and we look forward to hearing much more about it, and hopefully it'll be something that you can use successfully to try to increase business and economic development here in the county.
Thank you. I'll keep you posted.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.